Hello, and welcome to Bunkum. It's me, your internet favorite, Dan Grubb. And on today's show, we have the epic tale of Hercules, which is exciting. That's a very good one. And some high-class, pinky-extended, intelligentsia-inspiring poetry. They're funny, don't worry. But before we get to that, this episode of Bunkum is brought to you by Paranoia. Paranoia is the only... Wait. How do you know about Bunkum? It's not a very big show, so how did you get here? How did you hear about it? Did you... Are you stalking me online? Are you the one who got into my email last week and were looking at my passwords? I'm not accusing you. It's just it's an awfully strange coincidence. You have to admit that as soon as someone tampers with my personal information, you show up and you're listening to me on the internet. It's a little weird. I'm not going to entertain these thoughts. They said don't entertain the thoughts and smother the thoughts, and the thoughts can't breathe, and then from paranoia you'll get reprieve. That is the little mantra that I found in a therapy cookie from the therapy restaurant. I'm okay. You dirty run. If you come near me again, I swear to God, I'm going to get back into your email. I'm going to get all of your secrets, all of your information. Yeah, you think you can do me? I'm going to do you right back, buddy. Ha! You don't mess with Bunkum. Bunkum's going to bunk you. Yeah. Be sure to use the promo code BUNKUM for an extra 40% of paranoia with your order. It's BUNKUM! And now, a few selections from my upcoming ebook, 100 Silly Poems. Oh, thank you. Tree rings. I'm counting the rings on this tree I cut down. It's amazing what happened while it was around. Here's World War I, and here's Captain Cook. And here's the very first Gutenberg book. The Battle of Hastings, Genghis Khan, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. The Trojan War, the first pharaoh. Now they're getting really narrow. Here's the first writing, and here's the first art. And look, we're not even close to the heart. Amazing! I've never seen trees with such girth. Why, this tree, it must be the oldest on... Oops. Trouble at sea. Oh, Captain, my Captain, there's a hole in the stern. The back of the ship's fine, don't talk out of turn. Oh, Captain, my Captain, there's a hole in the deck. The floor appears fine, you fool, what the heck? Oh, Captain, my Captain, there's a hole in the bow. The front is fine too. Will you please shut up now? Oh, Captain, my Captain, what's the word for the bottom? Oh, the bottom. You call that... The worst part of having your tongue ripped out as punishment for bad-mouthing the king is you can no longer maintain your title at the open mic every Tuesday night at Archie McLugger's as world's greatest quipster. The worst part of getting lost in the time stream is everyone looks at your facial hair and thinks you're a hipster. The worst part of being guillotined is the splinters you get when you put your neck in. The worst part of being eaten by cannibals is they never offer you seconds. The worst part of a totalitarian regime forcing you at gunpoint to hang propaganda posters is to get mad if you eat the paste. The worst part of sushi is the taste. The worst part of falling madly in love with your dream woman and getting married and traveling around the world with her and experiencing the most profound joy, only to have that joy replaced with fear and despair when you discover that she is not in fact a woman, but a cleverly disguised pile of bombs with a face painted on it and lipstick and foundation mere seconds before it detonates, turning you from a single, united human being into a suddenly far-flung assortment of organs, tissues, and bone fragments, is that while binging shows together, you had only gotten up to season 6 of Friends. And the worst part of a poem consisting of a series of complaints is when it ends. Foreheads on foreheads. I met a man who had 4 heads, or was it 4 men with 1 body? I asked if he had 4 of anything else. He got angry and said I was naughty. I thought I'd seen his faces before, but no, that just couldn't be. I knew 2 of them from college, but 2 were strangers to me. I asked, were they a bobsled team, a barbershop quartet? They replied they played doubles tennis, but they don't like straddling the net. They looked for a 4-headed lover with great legs and 8 beautiful eyes. But 3 of them liked women, and the 4th was into guys. It took a while to find someone with 3 lady heads and 1 dude. At last, when they found their complement, the order was incongruid. Instead of woman, woman, man, woman, they went woman, 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 man. They later found folks in the right order, but their personalities were bland. At last, at the age of 79, the 4-headed man found love. Their sexes were in the right order, and they all fit like a glove. So when you're feeling down in the dumps, and your love life makes you blue, just think how these 8 people found each other. There's 4 people out there for you. Knees. I think that I shall never see a poem useful as a knee. A knee can bend and straighten out, but poems merely lay about. Your knees do work from early age, while poems just lay on the page. Who needs a poem? Hands up, show 'em. That's what I thought. Stupid poems. The asp. Asps lead to little aspses. Laps lead to moral lapses. But if asps don't have laps, how can they lapse and make aspses? But oh ho, my wise friend, as we can see by referring to these anatomical mapses, asps are made of laps. So apses, vis-a-vis de facto progere, lead to lapses. Just ask Eve and just ask Adam. Until an asp came along and told them about laps and lapses, they didn't even know they had 'em. And now, Hercules. Hello there! My name's Hercules. Don't mind me, I'm just slaying this hydra. I'm almost done, be with you in a second. There, that's finished. Oh, don't step there. It's deadly poison, so be careful. I see you're admiring my outfit. Don't worry, everyone stares at first. It's the indestructible hide of the Nemean lion. I killed it as my first labor of penitence. You see, I went a little silly in the head one day and did some things I'm not proud of. I begged the gods for a chance to redeem myself, and they said I had to perform some labors for Eurystheus, a local bigshot. Now let's see, what's next on the list? Nemean lion, check. Lernaean hydra, check. So next is catching the Cyrenian hind, but not harming it. Okay.
Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here, you crazy idiot!
Sir, please calm down. I know that witnessing the heroic slaying of a monster is frightening, but I assure you, I'm on a divine mission. Now, have you seen any especially fast deer around here?
What's the matter with you? Get out of here! Oh my, I'm calling the police! You're nuts!
Okay, I see. Goodbye. Wow, what a fuss budget. All right. Let's see if I can spot that. I think I see it. Over there. It's asleep. I just need something to... here we go. This is perfect. All right, shh, come on. Yes, I know it's a clothesline, but I'm just borrowing this toga to ensnare the hind. I'll give it right back. All right, you stay here. I'm gonna creep up and trap the hind. Shh.
Gotcha.
The day is won, my friend. I've got the Cernian hind, so that's number 3 completed.
Hey, what are you doing with my dog?
This? No, this is a magical hind that no man can catch. No man but Hercules.
Give me back my dog or I'm calling the police.
No, I'm supposed to deliver this to Eurystheus. Do you know him?
What?
Alas, if you knew him, I would ask you to deliver the hind for me. But, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I know, I'm sure. Yeah, I'll take it right to him.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, citizen. Here you go. Take care.
You're right. Oh my God, what a crazy idiot.
Off to a pretty good start, eh, friend? Okay, number 4 is... capture the Erymanthian boar. Do you know of any enormous boars around here? Maybe I should try a fancy party. Aye, let it be known that Hercules is master of feats of wit, as well as feats of strength. But seriously, any big boars around here? All right, I'll make my way towards a butcher and ask him. So we'll come back to that one. Number 5. Clean the Augean stables in a day. Oh dear. Come, friend, let us walk. I tell you, of all my labors, this is the one I dread more than the others. The Augean stables are home to over 1,000 head of cattle, and they haven't been cleaned in decades. So you see why the mere act of cleaning out stables becomes a stunning accomplishment. Ah, here we are. See? Now, I've been thinking about how to go about completing this task. If I were to use a shovel, it would take ages. However, if I use my incredible strength to divert the waterways and use the power of that water to wash it out, it'll be done in no time. Ah, yes, this will do nicely. I'll just get the water moving this way towards the stables. Now I'll simply open up the stables and let the water do its work. What an awful stench. Wow. My mind reels from such a powerful odor.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Get away from my truck.
Greetings. Perhaps Eurystheus did not inform you I was coming. I'm cleaning out these stables. It's about time someone did, huh?
Give me that. You're spraying sewage everywhere. Oh. I'm gonna have to come back with 3 or 4 guys to clean this up. I'm calling the police.
No need to thank me. It's all a day's work for a divine hero. I'll just be on my way. Okay, let's go. He seems upset. All right, let's head for the butcher. In the meantime, feat number 6 is slaying the Stymphalian birds. Oof. These birds are serious business, my friend. Beaks of bronze, metal feathers that they can hurl at you, toxic dung. Yay, even more toxic than those stables, if you can believe it. Ha ha ha! Another jape for Hercules. Ah, Tyche, the goddess of good fortune, smiles upon me this day. Behold, the Stymphalian birds. Wise Athena suggested I use a rattle made by her brother Hephaestus, but I don't think that'll be necessary. I'll just take this club and... Ha! That got him. Now I'll just bag a couple of them up and be on my way to capture the Cretan bull. I shall delight in seeing the face of Eurystheus when he witnesses all of this proof of my strength and cunning. I will surely... Oh, perhaps all of the gods are with me today. Behold, it appears the Erymanthian boar, the Cretan bull, and the man-eating mares of Diomedes are all together in the nearby town of... Rodeo. I'm not familiar with that place. But if my quests are to continue, then we must hie to Rodeo.
Freeze! Put down the weapon and get on your knees with your hands behind your head.
Do you know who I am, warrior woman? I am Hercules, and I am nearing the end of my labors of penance.
I don't care who you are. We've gotten reports of a naked guy in a lion hoodie terrorizing the area. You destroyed a sprinkler system.
Nay, that was a deadly hydra.
You tried to steal someone's dog and then flooded a septic service truck, sending sewage all over a residential street. And now you're carrying some bag. I'm sure that can't be good. What is this?
What's the matter with you?
Ah, I think I see now.
Yeah, I hope so.
You're not just any warrior woman. You're an Amazon. And look at your belt. You must be Hippolyta, the Amazon queen.
What?
Fair noble woman, today is truly fortunate. If I may borrow your belt to complete one of my tasks, it would mean the world to me.
No, you can't have my belt. Step back, or I will tase you.
I know not this word, tase. It must be some Amazonian greeting. Queen Hippolyta, please allow me to...
Yeah, this is Car 319er. Officer Hinkle reporting arrest of the vandal in the North Side area. Suspect's a white male, nude except for a hoodie. Suspect is unconscious, but requesting backup.
Oh, where am I? Some sort of chariot. But surely no chariot can go this fast.
Hey, shut up back there.
Ah, methinks I see now. This must be the golden chariot of Helios. None other could be so swift. Yeah, I'm Julio, whatever. Just be quiet, all right? Am I correct in supposing you're taking me to the faraway islands of Erythia, the land past the setting sun? Sure, whatever. Just quiet down, okay? As you please, kind sun god. I shall cooperate, since you are aiding my quest so wondrously. All right. Ho, mighty god, we must alight by yon orchard.
What, the fruit stand?
Tis no fruit stand. Tis the apple orchard of the Hesperides. I must collect those golden apples. It's one of my labors.
Hey, quit shaking. You're rocking the whole car. Stop it. Stop. We're gonna...
What happened?
You were in an accident. A rather fatal accident, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. Does this mean that I'm...
Yes, Hercules, mightiest of mortals. Thou art no longer among the living.
And I didn't even capture the boar, or the bull, or the mares. I didn't even make it to Erythia to fight Geryon.
That's okay, mortal. You shall still be known for all of time. Your feats were memorable.
So you must be Hades, god of the underworld?
This is so.
This is gonna sound weird, but can I borrow your dog?
You mean the multi-headed Cerberus?
Yeah, that's him. You see, I've got these labors. (Laughs)